So, in sticking with the theme of disabilities, how accessible do you think the conservation sector is to people?
I think it's really difficult due to the nature of the industry, very similar to agriculture. I think it's really challenging for employers in those sectors to adjust their ways of working to make the sector more inclusive, but that does have to happen. What is quite sad is that you have people who have the passion and the enthusiasm and the genuine interest in that industry, and they could make amazing changes and add real value to that employer and to that industry. But say, for example, they're in a wheelchair, there isn't a path access to a particular part of a site, for example, so that person may not be able to do certain jobs on that site. And that's not that person's fault. In my opinion, the employer would need to make some changes to be able to make their workplace accessible to everybody. I think that's really high on the agenda, and it really needs to stay there to widen participation and add variety and diversity to the sector. I think, local councils are recognising that by having sort of departments that work on projects. They apply for funding to sort of support employers to make adjustments to the workplace. So that's really positive. The wheels are starting to turn in that direction. So that's really, really a positive thing to be celebrated. But there's still a lot more work to be done. And I think a lot of that goes back to those honest and open conversations. So asking people who have the disabilities, what can we do to improve? I think it's pointless people that are able, for example, to be making those decisions when they have no idea what it's like to be disabled. So I very much think it's about working groups, it's about forums, it's about having conversations with people that have those disabilities and asking them what needs to be done to help open up the sector.
It's weird, isn't it? I always think of it as like ordering dinner on behalf of somebody else without asking them what they want. It's like, it's just, it doesn't, we wouldn't do that, would we? So
No,
why would we do something with
absolutely.
so many more complex answers to it? And like you say, there are reasonable adjustments that can be made. Not every countryside site can be accessible, but maybe everybody who manages a range of countryside sites could choose one site that could be the most accessible and change that one.